With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs.
Go ahead. You're good. You can go too.
I'm standing at the top of a tall tangle of bright red and blue slides at Ridge Waters, Butte's brand new outdoor water park, as a teenage lifeguard gives a steady stream of dripping kids the green light to hop in, hang on, and ride down. 12-year-old Raina climbs in without a moment of hesitation, cheerfully amphibious, contrary to what might be in her stars.
Water, I always loved water slides and water, even though I'm a Leo.
Can I go now?
These sparkling water slides are just one of the features that makes Ridge Waters a very different animal from the pool facility it replaced. It also has Montana's longest lazy river, lots of play structures, climbing walls, diving boards, a Jacob's ladder, and big buckets that splash water at random intervals. Standing in the new atrium, Butte Silver Bow County's Parks and Recreation Director J.P. Gallagher says all those amenities offer
lots of activity so people can spend the day here. And the plain old pool was just, predominantly swimming. We have that here as well, but it's, there's a lot more than just swimming laps.
Richard Marins from Butte and his kids were some of those planning to spend the rapidly warming June day there. He was relaxing in a deck chair, happy the park is small enough to keep an eye on all of his children from that one spot.
We've been waiting for the pool to open. They've been so excited. I got three of them here. One has not left the slide. The other one's just floating wherever he can, and the other one's stuck to the diving board.
Lots of people I talked to expressed that it's about time feeling. That's because Butte's last outdoor pool shuttered in 2005 due to widespread structural failure. The site at Stodden Park in Butte sat idle for more than a decade until voters passed a $7.5 million bond issue in 2016. An additional $500,000 came from the Butte-based town pump as an incentive for the community to raise another million. The park finally opened this week after a series of delays, mostly weather-related, pushed it back from Memorial Day weekend. In addition to the flashier, splashier features, there are more subtle parts of the park's design, like two chairlifts and a zero-depth entry, which allows toddlers to waddle in and those in wheelchairs to roll right into the pool without any barriers. Gallagher says it was important to him that it not be restrictive in any way.
This is an all-ability pool. It's something for everybody, no matter what our limitations are or whether we can swim or not. You can be comfortable in our pool. You can be in from 0 inches all the way down to 8.5 feet.
Now that the pool is finally open, locals, especially younger ones, are flocking to it. 17-year-old Justice Ross was floating near the slides with her little sister, happy there's a new place for Butte kids to play outside. She lives a few blocks away from Stodden Park and has been eagerly checking on the pool's progress for the last 2 years.
Did it meet your expectation?
It actually blew me away. But I like how it represents the Columbia Gardens, because Columbia Gardens was a long time ago. So in order for them to make all this come to life from the Columbia Gardens, makes it even more special.
What she's talking about are extra touches like a roller coaster cart perched at the top of one of the aquatic play features and a carousel horse that little kids can climb on. These are echoes of Columbia Gardens, Butte's beloved lost amusement park, which burned down in the 1970s and was located where the open pit of the active copper mine is now. J.P. Gallagher with Parks and Rec says he hopes that the modern Ridge Waters will serve a similar purpose for families in Butte.
But it really is a big part of our history and the people that have grown up in Butte. And that was their playground during their childhood. And now this is going to be our kids' playground. The kids that are going to show up here, they're going to remember Ridge Waters like our parents. And even I got to enjoy the Columbia Gardens just for about a year. I was pretty young, but, the memories of that, that's what the kids are going to think of here.
Approximately 500 people visited Ridge Waters on its opening day, but these humans weren't the first to enjoy the new park. During the final phase of construction, a baby moose found its way into the pool.
The way I look at it, we will take it as a sign that maybe we got a new mascot here, and so we're going to name that moose Ridge the Moose and make it a part of our facility.
Butte's new outdoor water park will be open through Labor Day weekend. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.